Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Hi Maria, so can you tell me quickly what your policies are?
Sure, so I want to unlock opportunities for the entire student body regardless of background. I have five key policies. Firstly, establish a diversity committee for BME and non-BME students to direct and influence the campaigns I do. Secondly, promote access to top jobs and careers by working with the careers department. Number three, celebrate diversity by putting on high profile events with societies and individuals. Number four, make BME network way more visible, so keep in regular contact, make sure everyone knows what the term even stands for. And last but not least, make sure no person is left behind. So if you have an idea or a sensitive issue that needs campaigning on, you can come to me and I'll be your person.
Fantastic. And so how are you going to make the BME network more visible?
Well, actually, as part of my campaign in running for this office, I've been surveying students. So today alone, I surveyed nearly 80 students, asking them what the term BME meant to them and whether they knew what the BME network does. So I campaign as I intend to go on. I would make sure that every student on campus knew what BME was, publicise it more through USU, because I believe the lack of communication between the BME network and general students is the ultimate flaw.
And which issues would you make use of your platform to promote awareness of?
Well, there is the issue of the mental health stigma, obviously in conjunction with projects at the moment, such as the UOY Mental Health Awareness Project. We could work to ensure that BME students know what all the platforms for expressing their concerns are, because research by the Mental Health Foundation has shown that BME students are much less likely to pursue the normal course of action regarding their mental health issues, yet are more likely to have mental health issues. Therefore, we need to work on issues such as this to raise awareness about the actual avenues open to our students.
Fantastic. And you've said before you want to work within societies to promote BME. So how would you do that, and what sort of societies do you want to work within?
Well, I think it's important to recognise the efforts of smaller minority societies. Whilst associations like International Students Association do a lot of great work, they often overshadow smaller societies, for example, the Singapore Society or South Asian Society. So I'd work directly with those societies to ensure that they feel that any events they put on will get the same kind of publicity as things like ISA. As well as that, I'll work with societies that have BME officers. For example, the Labour Club has a BME officer, make sure that all their concerns are met and that all those societies know who I am, where they can come if they have any issues, and how they can tackle any issues they face.
Fantastic. And these USU elections have been criticised for having not many black and minority people running. So how would you encourage gender representation?
First of all, I'd like to say that I was actually quite impressed by the diversity of candidates, because I think BME is quite a broad term and often there's a lack of understanding about what it is. I mean, so many students I met today didn't even realise they were BME until I explained it. So there's that problem to begin with. Secondly, I'd say that the role of the BME network is to encourage students to engage. That is the problem at the moment, the lack of engagement. So once the university gets rid of this image problem, which is just an image problem, it's not a participation problem, it's an image problem, that is at the root of the cause, because the problem is people think, oh no, York is not inclusive, therefore if I go ahead I will not be listened to. But actually that is the problem that perpetuates the lack of participation.
And why would you particularly be good in the role?
I believe that I have experience in dealing with USU as chair of the Lib Dem Society in the past, and now treasurer, and also in the past campaigns officer. So I understand how things work. I've also worked for UCL, so raising money for societies and university initiatives. So I understand how funding system works and how budgeting is really difficult in terms of making sure that everything we want to do is certain. So I think that these kind of roles give me the experience needed to make sure I can get through USU bureaucracy, but also publicise the causes that I'm campaigning for.
Fantastic. And out of the causes you're campaigning for, which do you think will be the hardest to apply?
I think establishing a diversity committee would be the hardest to apply, the only reason being that there's often quite a lot of barriers to having college BME officers, and that's something I really want to work with the university on, to change this idea that BME officers are not needed, but actually they're needed more than ever, because it's all about representation and working together towards a fairer society. So that is relevant whether you're BME or whether you're not, so that would be the most difficult policy.
Brilliant. And if you were to get elected, what would the hardest part of your job be?
I think the hardest part of the job would be, this is quite a difficult question, getting people to care about the issue, because I think that's what the problem is. Lots of people think it's not relevant to them. I think that would be the hardest part, because sometimes people are quite set in their ways, even if you like explain to them that actually you're part of this network as much as a BME student is. It's quite hard to convince them of that.
So how do you get someone who doesn't care about BME, how do you get them to care?
I think you have to show them that actually there's a much broader issue than just being BME or not. It's actually about the issues you're tackling. For example, representation within NUSU, that's everyone's problem. It's not just the problem of a certain group, because that would be to blame the individuals rather than the cause of the culture, which is something everyone can eradicate.
And what makes you stand out as a candidate? What do you have that the other candidates don't?
I think I actually have dedication that the other candidates might not be able to show yet, because of the fact that I've been out on the streets campaigning and raising awareness of BME as I campaign, which is how I mean to go on.
Fantastic. And if there was someone who was considering voting for you but not quite sure, what one thing would you say to them to push them over the edge to vote for you?
I would say, if you want someone who's going to listen to you and give you the time of the day, you can vote for anyone, but voting for me would be so that you can actually get policies achieved that you wish to achieve.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria.